Do you recall the first poem you wrote?
Yes, I do, unfortunately. I was in grade school, probably, I don't know, fourth grade, third grade. Somewhere there was a poetry contest. I had never written a poem, but I had decided that I wanted to enter this contest. So I wrote a poem about elephants, and it was a very short poem. There was a little drawing. I made a drawing of an elephant next to it, and I still remember how it ended. It said, "Elephants walk and talk. They walk with thunder." That was the end. I really liked that ending. I think the poem may even got like an honorable mention. It wasn't even close to winning, but it maybe got an honorable mention. But the thing that went straight to my head was that my father framed it and hung it up in his Sears store manager office. So I would go into his office when I was waiting after school to go home after he would finish his workday. When we'd hang out in his office, I would go up there and I would see his framed poem up on the wall, and that was probably the start of life of suffering and poverty. Just kidding. And the second poem I ever wrote, this is the bonus track, the second poem I ever wrote was in high school, so I wasn't really called to writing poetry until quite a bit later. I was in high school for the yearbook, and again, I don't really know why I wrote this, but somehow there must have been some reason. But I wrote a poem with my mother. I kind of wrote it, but she kind of like was like, maybe you should try this kind of things. And I remember being up in my bedroom writing this poem. It was about basketball, because I was a very big basketball player. Like when I was younger, that was basically what I did, was play basketball. And this was a poem about the referee calling a foul, and the speaker of the poem getting all upset, and then at the end, the big turn at the end of the poem is that the speaker was confused, and the ref called it on another player, and so, like, haha, don't have to worry about that. And it was published in the yearbook, and people looked at me like I had two heads walking around school. And although the other basketball players just ignored it and never said anything, except one who said, "You didn't write that." Isn't that a perfect experience for poetry? You didn't write that.